Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us at the I'm Adopted podcast. And today I'm going to be flipping the tables on Alex Gilbert, and I'll be interviewing him in honor of Mental Health Awareness Week. And so, Alex, would you please be able to share with our audience what are some of the pressures that you have faced growing up as an adoptee, but also as running I'm Adopted, and any other pressure you face, and also with your continuing expanding your work, and how do you deal with that, and what are some of the top tips you'd like to give to our listeners?
Well, first of all, a huge thank you, Alex, for actually flipping the tables around, as you said. And I guess a lot of the time it all comes down to really me reaching out to you guys all around the community and around the world in regards to asking questions, talking to each other, giving each other advice and everything like that, telling your stories. Me reaching out, hearing you guys' stories, there's some pretty incredible stories, of course, everywhere around the world. Every day I get a story sent through to me, and I just really thank you guys so much for those. And you guys just joining the community, being involved in any way as you can, whether it's through social media or being part of our meetups, it's awesome to get involved with that, with I'm Adopted. And yeah, you know, there's all this happening with I'm Adopted, and of course there's always a few other things. Well, Alex, actually, let's go straight to the start of Alex's question, was what things did I have to go through, or did I face anything that was quite hard growing up being in an adopted family? In an adoptive family. And I didn't really, I can't say a lot really did bother me too much. I did feel like I had a normal family, like everybody else. Of course, my brother was also adopted from Russia, and that was one thing that was really quite hard for people to understand, especially a lot of us young children going to school. A lot of our friends had no idea how we were actually, if we were twins, brothers, or whatever. It was very hard to explain the story as a five-year-old in school, and a lot of people kind of questioned that quite often, actually. In fact, with my name being Sasha, it was one thing that I was told a lot growing up, saying, oh, you got a girl's name. A lot of bullying went on during my school years and even through high school. And it's a lot of stuff that, you know, you look back and you go, oh, it's just a name. It's nothing to really worry about. Or someone would say a Russian joke or say, go back to Russia. And I used to get that quite often. Obviously, you know, things change. Everyone was young at some point in their life, and everybody, bullies are going to be bullies. And, you know, that's how I look at it in that way. But I wouldn't say that I went home and got upset about it or anything like that. I'd go home and often ask why, to my mum and dad, why do you think people are telling me this? Or why are people questioning my name? I don't understand. How am I different? How come I don't fit in with my name? It's really odd. People think Sasha is a girl's name, obviously, and it's, in Russia it's a boy's name, and it's very clear that it's a boy's name over there, and it means Alexander. It's really quite, that's another whole podcast to go through the name of Sasha. But you know, with myself, it was just all really just getting my head around the whole story about where I came from in Russia, being proud of that and having that identity as an adoptee from Russia, as well as growing up with a family that loved me very much, and my mum and dad and all of that. So that was a lot of things that I'm very, very grateful for and still am to this day in regards to my family here who adopted me from Russia, from Arkhangelsk, Russia. And for those who are also adopted from Arkhangelsk, Russia, actually, no, I'll just say this. For those all adopted from outside Russia, you know, be proud of that, and it's your identity and it's your background, and be proud of who you are and where you are. I always say that. I always say that, and immerse yourself in the culture in some way or another and just be proud of that. Of course, every adoptee has a different opinion on that. A lot of people don't want to know anything about where they were born. Because you left that country, it's not part of you anymore. Some adoptees think like that, and obviously that's one thing that a lot of adoptees have to think about and come to mind when it comes to retracing your steps, retracing your background, your identity, everything like that. But that was one thing that Alex has just asked me now about growing up. Was there anything that was really quite hard to face, or the pressures or anything like that, or any emotional side? And I had a great childhood. That's all I'm going to say with that. But of course, there is a lot of other things, little, very small, little minor things like my name and just the connection with people asking the question and people questioning it quite often. And I wouldn't say it really affected me. In fact, no, I don't think it affected me at all, because I was always going home actually laughing about it and thinking, oh, well, this is just another question, another day. This is just the common question that kids ask quite often, but that's perfectly fine. But with I'm Adopted itself, this is going years later. As you know, I'm Adopted is over 4 years old now. And in the beginning, a lot of people did say that it was going to be a stupid idea. Don't do such a thing. It's not going to work. Social media isn't going to help. Just move on from that. Stop trying to get all the attention for adoptees, things like that. There was a lot of common things that I was told by friends who are not my friends anymore. I'll just tell you that. Much respect to all of those people that did say that stuff. I do understand that, but it actually made I'm Adopted better than what it is. I'm just telling you that because, you know, you're looking at it now and the community has grown to something I never ever see. And of course, you're going to get people that criticize. And it's one thing that I did really have to, and I still face to this day over the years, for the last 4 years of I'm Adopted, a lot of people criticizing it. Not a lot of people, one or two people now and again. I mean, isn't a lot of people. I mean, just the odd comment here and there that spreads out over time. But there's always going to be a few friends that say, oh, Alex, this is a silly idea. Why does he keep running this? It's not helping people. Why do people need to connect with their birth family? Things like that. But I always say it's not about that. It's about reconnecting with other adoptees as well. And if you want to search for your birth family, that's completely your choice. But a lot of the hurdles and obstacles that I've come across would definitely be just the odd thing here and there, or people just looking down on the project. But at the end of the day, it's all about really trying to connect people. And I guess another thing is really when you get a story that's really quite emotional over the years, where someone gives you, they really, really need your help, and they send you a full email, and they also ask me to find their family, and there's no information provided, or nothing's complete, or everything is completely closed off. Now that's a challenge for people, and it's a challenge, and especially when you get the question of saying, can you help me as soon as possible, it can be a lot of pressure. But of course I get back to everybody as much as I can, and I always am very grateful to help everybody, and that's what I keep doing. As in regards to helping, of course, it's not just me doing personal searches, but I always thank the community for people reaching out to each other, and that's what the advice, and that's what I'm Adopted is for. It's not always just me sitting there researching every day, because I do have a full-time job as well. It's outside of I'm Adopted, working in television, and I focus on that as well. And that's why, well, I'll talk about that later, about why that's actually been very helpful. And with I'm Adopted and working in TV, and there's some really cool stuff coming ahead with I'm Adopted, but it's really rewarding at the same time. And having the community in the first place, that's what I always say, having it there, having it to actually exist is a big thing. And that's really important for adoptees everywhere.
Thanks, Alex, for sharing with us about your experiences and how you deal with the different challenges and emotions. Now, a question that I'm sure all of our listeners will share is, in terms of challenges that you face as an adoptee, how has that affected your interpersonal relationships? And some other questions is, what would you say in terms of challenges that other adoptees face, and what it is in terms of experiences, and how it's in the bigger fits into the bigger picture of adoptees and dealing with, I guess, emotions, and I guess being more direct, being aware of mental health, because there are, unfortunately, from a group perspective, adoptees are twice as likely to be affected by mental health than non-adoptees, especially around, you know, things like depression and other mental health factors and, you know, illnesses, because mental health now is classified as illnesses, especially things like burnout, according to the latest American Psychological Association report, volume 6.
Well, it's a good question, obviously, that Alex has asked me in regards to, does it affect anything with personal relationships of my own, and with adoption, of course, and anything to do with others who may have gone through, say, depression or, you know, all sorts of things as an adoptee. Now, I'll start with the relationship side of things. And last time I actually had a real serious relationship was over 2 years ago. And I was actually, I was with my ex-girlfriend for 2.5 years. I don't think I've ever really talked about it, but I thought, oh, I should maybe bring it up, maybe be a little bit sneaky about it, I don't know. But yes, it was a good relationship, and until the end it was really quite tricky. There was a few obstacles, a few challenges, and it didn't end very well. But you know, these things happen, and if somebody's not happy, they're not happy. I was very happy with everything. I thought everything was fine, but it was the other way, for the other person, it wasn't up to satisfaction for her. So that was quite hard, and it did really knock me down a lot after that relationship, and to the point where I felt like I almost lost trust with a lot of people. It was a lot of rebuilding that I had to do, and it was very hard. But of course, there's no grudges or anything, no disrespect to anybody here, but I'm just letting you guys know that. So obviously, it's taken a while to rebuild that, and over the last couple of years since then, I've been, you know, dating here and there. This isn't an open invitation, but I got Alex laughing in the background, so he thinks it's quite funny. But no, seriously, serious talk. Sit down, have a serious talk. But the reason why I laugh and stuff is because I get nervous, and when I'm doing this podcast, it doesn't always have to be serious. Let's have some fun. Let's have a few laughs, and that's what I always say. It's always entertaining to listen to a podcast when somebody else is laughing at the same time, as you might be if you're walking, driving, or anything, or however you're listening to this. So I'll get back to it anyways. So last year I did go on a few dates, and I still have been this year as well, here and there, but it's really been quite on and off in regards to that. But I was definitely in love with my ex-girlfriend, but these things happen. Who knows what will happen next? Who knows when I'll get married? I'm in a rush for that. Definitely not, but you never know. I am 27 now, almost, you know, late 20s, as I say, late 20s, and you just never know what the future can hold, really. You really just don't. But in regards to other people who are adopted, and I've heard different stories, and it's some very tragic ones, actually, that adoptees that have gone through a lot of ups and downs, depression, things like that, can be hard for anybody. And I do know of somebody, this is years ago, that did take their own life, because they were not feeling like they were comfortable with their family. They were adopted from Russia, and I know of her. I don't know her personally, but I do know the story. And she felt like she never fit in. She never felt like she never fit in with her family, and she always was really quite upset that she was actually adopted. And that was it's hard. It's I'll just be real with you guys. It is hard for some people, just in regards to up and downs. We all know that we all have up and downs in our lives, and we don't know what sort of detachment sort of feelings we may have had in the orphanage, things like that. Depending on when you were adopted, it can be hard, because you might have that feeling, wondering something's not right, but I don't know what it exactly is, this feeling. Why do I feel like this? Is it because I was adopted? It might not be. It might just be me. It might just be myself overthinking everything, but for some reason I'm quite upset. And that's how, you know, of course, we've all been through these sort of feelings before. I've been quite upset before about things, and things that I just think, oh, why am I doing this? What's the point of, I wouldn't say what's the point of living, but what's the point of doing what I'm doing? Is there any point? I don't see much light at the end of the tunnel. I've had days in the past where I felt a little bit like that. And I always think, oh, am I wasting my time here? That's the big thing. But I always say to myself, it's just not a phase, but it's just something that everyone kind of goes through, no matter if you're adopted or not. It can be something, some up and downs, everything like that. But of course, a lot of people do often ask me why is your story such a positive story? Well, how come our story isn't like this? And every story is different. That's what I'm saying. Every story is unique, and every experience has a different outcome. It's definitely not supposed to be out of a movie, like out of a book. It's nothing like that. It's about knowing that everybody is a different story, and you never know what your birth parents can be like, or your birth family, or even just connecting with other adoptees. It can be different for everybody. In regards to my birth mother, of course, she drinks a lot, and it is really hard to still comprehend to this day. I haven't heard from her in about a month now, which has been quite hard for myself, really. But of course, she's not my mum, she's my birth mother. My mum is my mum here. And you guys, obviously, you probably watched the story, the old documentary, or if you've seen it and thinking, wow, this story is so great, this is golden, this is such a happy ever after story. But it's not always like that. It's not always going to be like that. I'm not saying your story is going to be absolutely terrible. I'm not saying that if you're going to meet your birth parents, it's going to be the worst day of your life. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you need to be prepared for anything that comes your way. And emotionally as well. Be prepared for that. And prior to everything, make sure you've got everything planned. If you're wanting to search for your birth family, or if you're thrown in the deep end and somebody surprised you to meet your birth family, you know, it can happen to people. And it has happened to Alex Cush here. A few years ago, he mentioned, if you look back in one of our earlier podcasts, you should hear his story. It's pretty incredible in regards to that. It just shows you that he still is involved with I'm Adopted and everything like that, even though he may not have had the best outcome with his reunion with his birth parents. And you know, it's really like that. That's not what I'm Adopted is all about exactly. It's all about connecting each other, no matter what your story is, no matter what your experience is. I'm just being real with this. So yeah, so I hope that answered your question, Alex. I hope that helped. Alex Cush, I'm talking to here, because he asked me about that. So thank you.
Thank you, Alex, for that very insightfulness overview of basically what it has been like for you with dealing with a relationship and your personal journey, and especially dealing with your birth mother and, you know, the different dynamics involved. And I guess coming to an end, you know, having looked over what's been your own journey, but also what's it like for adoptees to deal with mental health challenges, but also just any challenges, you know, emotional challenges, what would be some of your closing remarks? And let's say, being very specific, three top takeaways, maybe focusing on what are some of the common themes maybe that come up with challenges, and top tips how to deal with them, and any other thoughts that you think come to mind that could be very beneficial to the audience and adoptees moving forward.
Well, look, seriously, there's all sorts of things I could talk about all day, but I'm not going to talk about them all day because it would be very boring. But I really want to say thank you. In closing remarks is really just, as I always say, one word that I always want to put out there is hope. Just hope. And just, you know, never give up hope if you're doing a search, or if you want to start reaching out for somebody or reaching out for advice, don't hesitate to join the I'm Adopted community and reach out, because that's what it is there for everybody around the world. And I've read multiple stories, and since I'm Adopted has started from the beginning, it's been really getting in touch with a lot of adoptees over the years, and you guys' stories are great, and I love to keep in touch with you guys, and that's a big important thing for a lot of us. And you know, before doing all of that, it was really, I only knew a few people that were adopted. And since that, you know, having the groups, having people to reach out to, hearing the stories from all of you around the world, meeting a few of you in some all sorts of places, meeting adoptees in Russia, meeting adoptees even in Ireland, things like that, it's mind-blowing just to see how big the community is worldwide for people. And for you guys being involved, listening to the podcasts, whether you have a different view on adoption, everything like that, everyone has different views on everything. I always say, nobody has the same, completely same opinion on everything. Everything is different for everybody. And it's just been, like, you heard the story last week from Alex over in the States. Now, his story was very emotional, and he had a hard, you know, hard few moments in his childhood. And full respect to Alex for sharing a story last week, and it was great, and it was awesome, and it's just respect to a lot of you guys for sharing your stories to us. And Daria Rottenberg, a few weeks ago as well, if she's listening to this, a big shout out to you. You know, a big shout out to all of you who have been involved. Alex Cush, a big shout out to you, Alex. And of course, you know, I'm back. I just shout across the room there. A big shout out to everybody, and really, just. You have yourselves to thank as well for being involved, and it's really great to see this community grow, and this is what I wanted really from day one. And the first year of I'm Adopted, and I'm not going to be talking about I'm Adopted the whole time, but the first year of I'm Adopted, it was a hurdle in the beginning, and a lot of work just to reach out to you guys and just to grow the page, but I've seen it's come a long way. And for you guys, for all of you guys, for listening, being involved, telling your stories, and of course, we've got some more projects coming up soon. We start the Reunited TV show next month, which is the TV show pretty much based off I'm Adopted. It's going to be broadcasting here next year on New Zealand television, which will be pretty cool. I'm presenting it, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie, but it's another way of sharing stories for you guys who are trying to connect with birth families and just getting things out there for you guys all around the world. So this is another podcast for I'm Adopted, and I thank you guys for listening so much, and thank you very much for tuning in this week. And to you guys listening, we are now over 1,000 plays, which is pretty cool. I know it's not a huge deal, but I'm quite proud of that. That's 1,000 organic plays to all of you guys around the world. I don't know where you guys are listening, if you guys can keep up with the podcast. I'm trying to get them done for you guys, and just, well, not trying to get them done, I'm getting them done for you guys, because I enjoy talking about this, and it's all about I'm Adopted and what, well, adoption, I mean, and getting things out there for you guys everywhere. So thank you, Alex, for all of that, for asking me the questions and everything like that. And until next time, I'll just say a big thank you. Boshoya spasiba. Ie dasadanya. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Well, Alex, or Alex Gilbert, just to differentiate between both of us, thank you very much for giving such a comprehensive overview of your own experiences and also of others, especially in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month. And Mental Health Awareness Week, but it's also, some countries see it as months as well. So, but in New Zealand, it's Mental Health Awareness Week, because in the US, for instance, they've got Mental Health Awareness Month in November, but here in New Zealand, it's the week. So, a personal closing remark is that I'm Adopted has been a great personal resource as well for me, just to connect with other people and being able to share my own personal journey of why adoption has been important to me and the support I've received. And then, yeah, in closing remarks, I think, yeah, it's very important also that people can be in a space to be open about their challenges that they face, because it's not all just all rosy, but it's actually challenges. But it's a really good quote that I heard today is, your happiness is not in the future or in the past or what happened, but it's how you relate to everyday life. Or a better word put, in a better quote put, is, if we ignore our pain, we cannot experience happiness. So thank you very much, and we look forward to you listening to further I'm Adopted podcast, and see you next week, Wednesday, New Zealand time.